Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Certainly a lot of good things going on over the next couple of weeks. A little jockeying for playoff position, district titles from 8A through 5A. But then 4 through 1, it's kind of like RPI ratings and all this other stuff instead of them playing for district titles, which I miss so much. That was a topic that Bill Daly and I talked about. Bill from the Miami Herald does an awesome job, as always done. He's been my buddy around high schools for many a decade. He's kind enough to jump on with us this evening. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry, you ever think how many miles we've done together in the last 25 years?
A lot. A lot. Yeah, a lot. A lot. I know you do a lot. You walk around that field. And
yeah, I'm a real sideline rat, too. I mean, everyone knows that I just enjoy being down, you know. Some media people, you know, I don't know whether they'd like to go up to the press box, but you can't get the energy and the flavor of the game up there. I mean, you know, weather, I'll retreat to the press box. Weather will chase me up there. Other than that, I love being on the sidelines. It's just different when you're down there. So
pass that information on to our buddy Dave Rousseau, who seems to not be able to stay healthy on the sideline. I'm telling you.
But
let's focus in. You and I were talking last night before we get into the big schools. You look at 4A, and if it doesn't bark, hey, let's get back to districts. Nothing does. You have all these teams ranked in the 4A, the top 10 in the state, and they are all basically, they would all be kind of district games outside a university school, because you have Booker T, you certainly have Cardinal Gibbons in that mix. You have who else is in 4A? That's
you got a team that's
Gulliver
two and
Prep.
Three.
Yeah,
no, Carroll City.
Oh, yes.
And I still have them 11th in my poll. I mean, it's just the toughest six game stretch I think I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's unbelievable. These six games, and they got to play St. Thomas on Friday night,
and then turn around and play Ocala Vanguard, and which is
unbelievable. But
you know what? But that was dictated a long time ago, because these teams like Carroll City and Central, Northwestern, Booker T, always in St. Thomas, always want to get in that national picture. But to do that, you have to elevate your schedule, and I think Carroll City elevated it way too much, as you mentioned. 2 and 3, a good possibility going to 2 and 4 this week, because you know as well as I do, if we have,
that's the thing, Larry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you know as well as I do, if we have one nationally rated team at St. Thomas Aquinas, and they're not going to take their foot off the gas for anything, especially because they have a chance to get into that upper echelon as the season progresses. But certainly Central's, Carroll City's got their work cut out, as we found out last week, them going to Trinity Christian. I think Trinity Christian Jacksonville is tired of losing to South Florida teams.
Yeah, and the thing you got to remember, and I'm telling you right now, I saw this with Booker T last year when I talked to Ice a few times, because Booker T had a very similar murderer's row schedule last year. And I talked to Ice, I said, Ice, it's great that you play these tough teams, but it can really take a toll on you physically, getting beaten down every single week or you're in a war. And I'm afraid this is going to could be the case with Carroll City. I'd like to think that this could be come down to a one possession game on Friday night, but I don't think so. I think St. Thomas, I mean, they've only played three games. They're well rested, and Carroll City's playing these monster teams every week. And I just think that takes a toll on you physically and even mentally as well. And I think the Chiefs might really struggle on Friday night.
You take a look at 8A. We see that Deerfield's got a kind of a resurgence after playing a couple of tough games early on. They went up to Louisiana, took care of business. Now they're in their district. They've had several shutouts in a row. And then you have Western. I mean, I don't see anybody else in the northern part of that area other than them two. Then you look at the south end, where you still have South 8 undefeated. You have a very good defensive team in Palmetto, and then a Columbus team who's due to wake back up pretty soon. Of those five teams, who do you think stands at the end?
boy, that's a, you know, that's a, or you're right about that. You throw all five maybe into a blender, and you're not sure who would come out. I'm a little bit down on Columbus right now. I mean, I wonder if, there's a little bit of, when you have a brand new coaching staff and coming with players, sometimes there's a learning curve there, and I'm not sure with, they lost to South Dade, and they really got handled pretty well by Booker T. Yeah. And, you know, the schedule eases up a little bit for them. You know, they got Miami High on Thursday night, you know, which is an important district game for them. But it's hard. South Dade is really, I think maybe come out of that pack right now. But, Palmetto, there's very little separation with all five of those teams. I saw Western for the first time against U School a few weeks ago, and then their defense is as good as any. And, that'll be a tough call down the stretch in the playoffs. Who's going to come out of that?
And I think Deerfield's got their mojo back. They'll have a run now where they could put four or five more wins together, and be coming into the St. Thomas game, they could have six wins. So, that's going to give them a lot to shoot for. And speaking about St. Thomas, it's awfully tough to think that anybody else is going to challenge in 7A. You got to give MacArthur credit. Plantation's played very well, but Plantation's going to have to play St. Thomas soon. So that's going to be pretty tough as well. St. Thomas looks like really the odds-on favorite. Their defense is crazy good and kind of feeling their way through on offense. What do you think about that?
The closest thing you can pencil into to a state championship game is in Daytona Beach right now, Larry, is St. Thomas and Lakeland. That's you may as well just, you know, skip the rest of the regular season playoffs and just put those two in Daytona. St. Thomas and Lakeland are clearly on a collision course to meet up in Daytona, and that's going to be one heck of a football game. Lakeland is a very, very good team. They're better than last year when they beat St. Thomas. So, there's no guarantees that, if St. Thomas, they get another shot at Lakeland, they'll beat them. You know, Lakeland could beat them again. But clearly, you're looking at the St. Thomas Lakeland 7A final. I would be stunned if it's anything else.
In 6A, Miami Central, the only tough game they have is next week against Northwestern. Other than that, they're going to run this thing because they're playing extremely well. I think they got knocked around early by St. Francis Academy. We saw that. But since then, they've been amazing. I mean, they've put away Edison. They put away Carroll City. Roland Smith's got away. And we've got a chance to see them as well in Daytona. I don't think anybody in the South's going to touch them.
Yeah, the Rockets are rolling. I think it's funny, Larry. They went to five straight state championship games, and they haven't been back in 4 years. It seems like forever for Central when they used to make reservations in Orlando every year. So it's actually they've gone the last 3 years without getting up there. So, obviously there's no more Orlando. It's Daytona now. But, no, I think Central is clearly on a mission to get back to the 6A final. And, it's a question of whether it might be Vanguard or somebody else up there meeting them in the final. But, yeah, I think the Rockets are in good shape to make it Daytona.
Yeah, actually, Central second behind Lake City Columbia, who's number one, so it may be them. But I've seen that before. I saw Columbia get knocked off a couple years ago. You go into 5A, and everybody's already inking in Northwestern. But wait a minute. As Lee Corso would say, hold on there, because American
Heritage.
Yeah, not so fast, my friend. American Heritage has won three out of the last four state titles. They have really played well. Their only loss up to Gonzaga Prep, a nationally rated team, rated fifth, sixth now in the poll. And Pat Surtain, how's that team going? It's going to come down to those two to go to, obviously, to play Rockledge, to go to state. What do you think comes out of that?
Yeah, Surtain, a little chip on their shoulder at the start of the season. People were sort of writing them off after they got spanked by Gibbons last year in the regional final. And, they lost a few, but, in a rarity, they actually lost a few players. Normally they get players, and they lost a few that transferred out. So they had a little bit of an attitude. And I think the Patriots have a little something to prove. And I think they're playing very well. I jumped them a great big win over Trinity Christian up in Jacksonville last week, and then I jumped them all the way to four in my top 20 poll today. They're up to four, and I actually slid Northwestern down to I think five or six with the loss to Lowndes up in Valdosta. No doubt about it. American Heritage and Northwestern. There's no clear cut winner there. That will be a very, very good football game. With the winner probably going to the 5A final.
Yeah, I agree. You had talked about St. Thomas and Lakeland being as close to a penned-in thing. What about Chaminade and Trinity Christian being a penned-in final?
Yeah, probably. Although, you know, I mean, we did, you know, even though they got spanked by Central last week, we were on the sidelines watching Edison. We said, you know, I mean, it's not a drop-dead slam dunk for Chaminade. Edison might show up and maybe belong in the same field with them for a while, but in the end, I think Chaminade, and I heard you talk to Damian earlier. You know, I mean, clearly they have the pedigree. I mean, they've been to the state final for the last 3 years, and you're right that's pretty close to Lakeland St. Thomas, Chaminade, yep. and Trinity Christian meeting there in the final. So, which would be a good one.
And I know as much as Miami Christian wants to believe it, I think Champagnat looks like they're going to go back for a four straight year. It is a good team. They played a very challenging schedule, probably as tough a schedule as any small school. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I got my first look at the Lions last week against U School. Even though they got beat,
yep.
they are much, much farther along than they were a year ago. And it was a year ago that they made it to Orlando anyway after going, you know, having a .500 regular season. They still just went on the road and just beat everybody, and they'll do it again. I mean,
yep.
they'll actually probably be a high seed this time, so they might actually have to host a game. They may have to rent out Mylander Stadium or something.
Something.
They're actually going to have a couple of home games, but they probably need one. They probably say, hey, can't we just go on the road? I mean, they just love going on the road, beating these teams, but I think pretty good chance to get Champion Chaminade both up to Tallahassee.
Good stuff. Bill, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Appreciate your work at the Miami Herald. Keep it up. We'll talk to you real soon.
Larry, we'll see you on the sidelines, baby. We'll do a couple of more miles this week.
Good stuff. Bill Daly, Miami Herald.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.